the Texas Education Agency is at least a year away from giving public schools a letter grade. But Children at Risk has been doing it for years.
It's tougher. It's more stringent.
Ada Akogun is Children at Risk's research coordinator. Her group uses TEA numbers, but also accounts for low-income communities and measures a school's improvements. Her guide, for example, gives Fort Worth ISD's Burton Hill Elementary an A- and Carter Park an F. It rates DISD's Arthur Kramer Elementary an A- and Annie Webb Blanton an F.
It gives a more accurate picture, so you understand it better. We want to hold our students to a high standard, and it gives them a lot of choices.
Akogun says the goal is to empower parents looking for the best school for their kids, given their talents and needs. This edition adds special education information on dyslexia and autism, for example, and that's not all.
We've also included an innovative resources section where we highlight a lot of the community organizations that work to increase the experience of our students in schools. So organizations like Real Gardens, Readers to Leaders, the Concilio, we've included that.
Glenn Banks uses the guide where he works at Trinity River Mission in West Dallas.
It empowers the parents. I mean, you have a lot of parents that are very timid when it comes to just being able to go and talk to teachers about education with their kids, because some of these parents, they haven't gone to school at all themselves, and so they don't know what to say a lot of the times. They don't know what's going on.
Banks says the guide has helped some parents uproot their kids from low-ranked schools to one with a higher grade. The Texas School Guide's in English and Spanish and rates every public school and district in Texas. It's all online with some editions in hardcover. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.